A total of 9 people in the province have now tested positive for COVID-19. In an effort to stop the spread of the disease, many doctors will be closing their clinics and starting up virtual care. Dr. Charlene Fitzgerald, president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Medical Association, joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Dr. Fitzgerald.
Good morning, Jerry Lynn. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks so much for checking in. So how is this going to work?
Well, I think I just need to correct the intro there a little bit. Closing clinics is not this what doctors are going to be doing. Essentially, they're going to be going with a phone first or virtual first. So anything that can possibly be done over the phone or over video conferencing will be done that way.
And so will most doctors be accessible to their patients through telemedicine or virtual care?
We'll all be setting up systems this week, and what my recommendation is that you call your doctor to ask them what they're going to be doing, and that is if you need to see a doctor at all.
And
or
now,
need to have care from a doctor at
right,
all.
Right, right.
So we keep saying "see." It's so embedded in our in our lexicon, and this COVID has changed so much so fast.
You're so right. It's an adjustment at every turn lately. But if people need medical help or prescriptions refilled, how would they go about getting that kind of help? I mean, do they need to set up that phone appointment with their doctor, or how will that work?
The Pharmacy Association in 2015 was given the ability to extend prescriptions, and now obviously that ability is being used more and more. So you can phone your pharmacy about extending your prescription. If it's something that's chronic and unlikely to be changed, then the pharmacist has the leeway to make that call and to extend your prescription. The doctor visit, again, lots and lots of people are going to need to have care from physicians as well, obviously. Please phone your physician's office if you need that care, and then they will tell you how to move forward with that.
Yeah, it's more important than ever, I guess, to check in advance of any movements that you're going to make. But do you have any advice for people who don't have a doctor right now but need medical help, but, you know, they're still leery and they want to stay clear of the emergency rooms?
That's tough. That's really tough. And I would say that, you know, with the almost 100,000 people without a family doctor in this province, there are many people asking that question at home, and their answers are probably similar to what they were before. They're going to have to phone ahead to the place they would have gone before COVID. Those bottlenecks and those vulnerable people, though, I'm concerned about that. But the main thing is that people need to, if they were previously accessing care through emergency rooms, they need to phone ahead and find out what to do. If they were previously going to short walk-in clinics, they need to phone ahead and see what to do. So the same location, but please contact in advance.
And now, Dr. Charlene Fitzgerald, as the president of the Provincial Medical Association, how concerned are you for the members, you know, for their own safety?
That makes you take a deep breath, doesn't it? When you know that your work could make you sick. The personal protective equipment that we have and that we are counting on our government and supply chains to continue to provide will help to protect us. We all need to be very, very careful when we are, and I'll use the word knowingly now, when we are seeing patients. We will be avoiding as much as possible seeing and touching patients, and we will be using the phone even in places where we might normally have been in the same room. In emergency departments all over the world now, people are phoning their patients within the department. Yeah, so we can all get sick from this, and we are all concerned about how this illness will actually affect us and our families and our communities. But at the same time, physicians have always stepped up to the plate, and we will continue to put our shoulders to the wheel. We will continue to care for our patients, and we will continue to expect protection from disease at work.
And there's a great amount of gratitude for yourself and the people that you're representing. What exactly are you hearing from members? Are you fielding phone calls from doctors?
I'm sure you know that the communication has been incredible in our within our profession, and I have seen so much ingenuity and so much let's get down to this, let's solve this problem, let's work together this week. Certainly, we are all motivated by wanting to make sure that this province weathers this storm in the way that Singapore did, in the way that Macau did, and not in the way that we're seeing in Italy. So we are strongly supporting the public health measures and the distancing that is being recommended. And yes, we're talking to each other a lot.
Are doctors comfortable that there are enough supplies? Anecdotally, I've heard some things that, you know, supplies aren't where they want them to be yet.
Well, the regional health authorities have the responsibility for caring for a lot of very acute patients. And they have, obviously, the supply chain and the purchasing power to, not the regional health authorities, but the governments that run the regional health authorities have the supply chain and the purchasing power to supply those places. Private clinics have been challenged. Similarly, pharmacies, similarly, dentist offices have been challenged in getting the personal protective equipment that they need. And I heard a very scary story this week about a physician who does not have enough masks in her office and a patient who lied, who was meant to be at home on isolation, lied and came to see her. So she saw that patient without any protection at all, a patient who should have phoned in advance, who should not have been there physically, and certainly had she had to see her, the doctor should have protected. So yes, in private clinics, we are vulnerable. And that's why this new move to phone first, virtual first, is going to be really, really important for us.
Dr. Charlene Fitzgerald, you know, I bet you're hearing all kinds of things like the things you've just told us. I thank you so much for checking in with the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you so much. And please, please, please stay connected, but don't stay together.